Meister Brau means the master brew. The Peter Hand Brewery Company, brewers of Meister Brau beer, presents Country Sheriff.
Hello, Sheriff Luther Bates speaking. What? A murder? For land sakes, where? Out at the Jefferson Newell farm, huh? You sure? Positive, huh? Saw the body. Listen, who's this talking? I said, who's this talking? When you report a murder, you got to give your name. You might be needed as a witness. Hey, are you listening to me? What? That's concerned. Hung up on me. Oh, well, corpses don't get away often, I guess. Probably get along all right without a living complaining.
Sheriff Luther Bates, a law enforcement officer who mixes justice with kindness, law with philosophy. Lacking some of these traits, the old sheriff would be a far less effective individual. And by the same token, a beer which lacks any one of the elements of thirst-quenching goodness fails in its purpose of giving you all-round satisfaction. That's why it pays to say, make mine Meister Brau, please. Yes, Golden Good Meister Brau Beer offers you all of the elements that go into the making of a super satisfying beer. Rich, full body, freshly inviting aroma, sparkling, wholesome liveliness, and flavor. Flavor that's right down the alley in taste-tempting goodness. Well, it's useless to try to put this taste goodness into words. You've got to taste Meister Brau yourself to fully appreciate how different, how deliciously different a master brewed beer can be. Next time, say, make mine Meister Brau, please. And now, tonight's story. Death Overdrawn. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and Sheriff Luther Bates has just received a telephone call about a murder.
Doggone it, Sarah. Seems like folks can get themselves into more messes. Now, you take Jeff Newell. Who'd ever think he'd get mixed into a murder?
Why, who did he kill, Ludie?
I don't know. That telephone call was real mysterious. Just a man's voice saying, go out to Jeff Newell's place and grab him. He's guilty of murder.
Oh?
I wonder if somebody could be playing a joke on me.
Well, it's easy enough to find out. Just call Jeff and check with him.
Are you joking? I suppose you think he'd admit it if he'd killed somebody.
Oh, yeah, I suppose not. Well, it seemed like there'd be some way you could check.
Well, there is a way. Drapes on out there, I guess.
Well, try to be back for lunch. I'm baking an angel food cake.
I'll make it, don't you worry. Even if there's a dozen murders.
Oh, now let me see. Dozen eggs. My, at everything's so high, it seems like you could skimp a little. With a whole dozen eggs, a couple more or less shouldn't make very much difference. Come in! I'm in the kitchen! There. Now, I wonder if I've forgotten anything. Sugar and... Who is it? Oh, for heaven's sakes. I'm coming! Well, my gracious, quit ringing. I'm getting there as fast as I can, ain't I? Why, how do you do?
You the sheriff's wife?
Yes. Something you wanted? Come on in. He isn't here right now, but...
Then he's gone?
Yes, went out in the call business. Real important business, I'm afraid.
I know. Is there anybody around here can hear us?
Well, no, of course not. If you just come back to the kitchen, young lady, I'm baking an angel food cake, and you can't let them set around, you know.
Oh. Well, sure, I guess I can talk in the kitchen. Why not?
If there's anything serious you wanted, maybe I could help you.
Maybe you could at that.
You just go right on talking while I finish mixing up the cake here.
The sheriff got a call to go out to the Jeff Newell place, didn't he?
Why, yes.
And somebody said there'd been a murder there?
Well, how did you know?
Because it's a frame-up on the sheriff to get him out of town. And I can prove it.
There. Now set the oven here. A frame-up? A frame-up, you say?
Yeah. And I can take you straight to the guys who framed him.
What? Why, I never heard of such a... Why, they could be arrested for a thing like that. Well, that's serious. There's no telling what might happen while he's out there in the country.
I'm sore at these guys. A joke's a joke, but that's gone too far. You want I should show them to you?
Well, if you could just give me their names.
Oh, that wouldn't do you any good. They're strangers here in town.
Well, there wouldn't be any point in my talking to them, but if you could show me where they're staying and point them out to me...
Well, sure, I can do that all right. Come on.
Well, just a second while I get my hat.
You won't need any. Come on.
Oh, well, all right. I don't see what all the rush is about. Luda can't possibly be back within an hour, even if there's nothing wrong.
Ain't you gonna lock the door?
What for? I'm not leaving town or anything.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. My car's right out here.
Oh, my. It's a beautiful big car, ain't it? Simply gorgeous.
It ought to be. You get in the back seat.
Oh, no, I'll sit up front with you.
Oh, no, you won't, Grandma. Come on.
What? Why, you...
I wouldn't advise making any fuss if I was you, Grandma. Because Bugs is just busting to try out this new war souvenir.
War souvenir?
Yeah. German submachine gun. We bought it from a returning soldier. Slick, ain't it?
Get in and hurry up.
Now, you let go of me. Ouch!
All right, come on, let's go. All right, Hazel, get moving.
Right, Squirmy.
What do you want of me? My lands, I haven't done anything.
I'm a kind of nervous guy, Grandma. I don't rest easy unless I take precautions. You're a precaution.
Well, I'll precaution you if you don't let me out of this car.
Sit still. Bugs has a very itchy finger. You might get hurt.
Nah, Squirmy. When my finger itches, nobody feels nothing.
Morning, Miss Bates. Something I can do for you? Ludie made a deposit yesterday. Need a new checkbook or something? Glad to do anything I can.
Well, you can do something, all right, Willis. You can press the burglar alarm signal.
What?
Okay, lady. You know what we told you. You're going to catch a slug.
Yes, hold it. We're using her for a shield to get out of this joint.
Willis, what's the matter with you anyway? Press that burglar alarm, for heaven's sake.
I'm going to let you have it, lady.
I set way off. You get me nervous, we'll muff the job.
My goodness.
All right, quiet, everybody. Don't move. Back up against the wall. Shut off that burglar alarm.
I can't. Once it starts ringing, there's no way to stop it.
I can stop you, though, mister.
Bugs, cut it out. Take the guy with you.
Where?
To grab the dough. And be sure you don't miss any. We know how much you're supposed to be in. If you try to hold out any, you get it right in the head. Is that clear?
Why, yes.
And hurry. Bugs is a good boy, but he gets awful impatient and restless. Here, give me the machine gun. A rod's enough to handle this guy.
Oh, gee, Squirmy. I ain't even got to use it yet.
Hurry up, you dummy. I might need it in case those hicks gaping around outside get any ideas.
All right. Get going, Willis.
Always liked the banking business.
Well, you won't like it when Ludie catches up with you.
Shut up. You won't like it either if he catches up with us. That is, if you like living. Quick work. Get it all, did you?
The works.
Okay, come on.
Just a minute, Squirmy. I get to carry the machine gun.
Yeah, and if you're so anxious to use it, how about practicing on Willis?
Yeah, it'll teach him a lesson.
No! Yeah, hope you're satisfied now. Come on, you get in front of us, lady. Just like this, see? And don't any of you folks get ideas while we're heading for the door. Bugs is nuts about this new toy of his. All right in front, Grandma. Come on. Hey, Bugs. How about playing a tune on that typewriter so nobody gets ideas?
Now, look here, Sheriff. There must be some reason for you calling on me like this out in the clear sky, you might see.
Well, matter of fact, there is, Jeff. I got a phone call about a murder.
Murder?
Yeah.
Great day. Where?
Right here on your place, Jeff.
What? You out in your head, Sheriff?
You mean there ain't been any murder here, Jeff?
I'd like to know who there'd be to murder around this place besides me. you'd used your head, you'd have realized I'm all alone here.
I suppose. Well, I guess there's nothing to do but go on back to town. I'm glad it was a false alarm, Jeff.
Hey, that's my line. Somebody calling me. Hello? What? This is Jeff Newell. Who'd you want? Huh? Sheriff? Why, it's right here. It's for you.
All right. Hello? What? Judge Cherry? What, Judge? Bank robbed? Willis Parkland murdered? Great suffering catfish. Huh? Sarah? Sarah carted off with him? Using her for a shield? Look, Judge, call all the police and sheriff's offices. Get a description of the car and the man. Get the roads blocked in every direction. Start posses closing in from about 100 miles away. And tell them these men got to be taken alive. You understand? Alive. No shooting. Make that clear. What? What'll I be doing meanwhile? Well, you blamed idiot, I'll be burning up the road back to town. Bye.
Roads like this, and they're trying to get away. It's just beyond me. You must not be as bright as you think you are.
Bright enough, lady.
Suppose you think by staying on the side road, you keep away from people out looking for you.
Maybe. Maybe we ain't even trying to get away.
Not trying to get away.
That's what the man said, ain't it?
But you...
Don't worry, baby. You ain't taking a very long trip. We're just about there.
What? You mean that...
This is the spot, Grandma. A nice, quiet farmhouse. I don't think you'll like it, but it's all we can offer.
Why, this is Jeff Newell's farm. Why, that's where Ludie went right after he was eating breakfast this morning. You...
What?
Nothing.
She's hoping her old man's still here.
I bet he ain't.
All right, have a machine gun handy, Bugs, just in case.
You know me, Squirmy.
Here he comes.
Hey, what? Miss Bates, your husband just left here a few minutes ago. What... Hey, I get it.
He's real bright, Squirmy.
You folks are the bank robbers. That is all except Miss Bates.
You're right, Pop. We planted a fake phone call to get the sheriff out of the way while we was auditing the bank. He's here while we're doing the job. And we got a time so he leaves here about the time we leave the bank. Maybe a little after.
But why'd you pick my place?
Because there's two roads coming into it, a back road and a front. The sheriff ain't crazy enough to take the back road either way. We took it. We ain't crazy either.
But what'd you come here for?
Most bank robbers make saps of themselves trying to get out while the heat's on. Not us. With cops after us a couple of hundred miles around, we stay right here.
Here? On my place?
It's the one spot in the world they'd never look for us. They'd never dream we'd come to the place we use for the fake phone call. And when the heat dies down, we can leave real quiet.
Oh, no, you can't. Because I won't stand for it.
No? You and the sheriff's wife ain't gonna be around to bother us, Pop. Okay, Bugs. You've been dying to play that machine gun. Go ahead. You won't make me nervous now.
Looks as if Sarah Bates and Jefferson Newell are going to furnish a little amusement for Bugs, doesn't it? And wasn't Squirmy right when he said the last place in the world Sheriff Bates would look for the bank robbers would be at the Newell farm? And why should you try Meisterbrau beer? Oh, I almost slipped the commercial right into the story. Well, now that the question has been asked, let's answer it. You should try Meisterbrau beer for your own sake. And for nobody else's. Perhaps you'll find in Meisterbrau the little bit of extra beer goodness you've always looked for. Mind you, the Meisterbrau folks do not say you will positively find it. For nobody knows better than the brewers of Meisterbrau that everybody's tastes are not exactly alike. However, the odds are exceptionally good that you will find in golden Meisterbrau beer a deeper sense of thirst-quenching satisfaction than you've ever found before. Why do we say this? Well, simply because the wholesome goodness, the distinctive difference of Meisterbrau has already won for it such outstanding popularity. You see, Meisterbrau, the master brew, is served more often in Midwest homes than any other beer. With such a recommendation, doesn't it seem a pretty good bet that you too will find Meisterbrau exactly what you want? Treat yourself to Meisterbrau soon. Now, Act Two of Death Overdrawn. Bugs is looking fondly at his German submachine gun. Fondly and expectantly.
The dame first, huh, Squirmy?
What do I care? We've got to get both of them out of the way.
No!
Oh, my land. I got to get out of here right this minute.
What's eating you, Grandma?
Well, I got to get home. When you cutthroats grabbed me, I was so excited I forgot all about it.
Forgot about what?
I had an angel food cake in the oven. It ought to be done by now.
I wouldn't worry about that if I was you, lady.
Wouldn't worry. With sugar and eggs the way they are now.
Now, Squirmy?
Go ahead. Don't keep asking questions. You get me nervous again.
Just a minute, boys.
Huh?
What if somebody calls a Newell guy on the phone and him shot?
What about it?
Who's going to answer the phone?
Let it ring. Nobody has to answer it.
Oh, you saps. You were supposed to have everything figured out so good. If nobody answers the phone, the neighbors get worried about him.
They ought to be worried about him.
So they come dropping around to see if he's sick or something.
So what? So they get sick or something, too. Huh, Squirmy?
Listen, you rod crazy dope. You can't go killing people right and left when you're hiding out. Makes talk. You got any ideas, Hazel?
Yeah. We don't kill them. We just watch them till we're ready to leave.
We're ready to leave. Yeah.
But the old dame, what do we got to let her live for?
Well, there's no point in killing her yet either. Who knows? She might be some help to us.
Well, I could cook for you. I'm a pretty good cook. So folks say, at least.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to eat anything you fix for me.
Oh, quit yapping. We got to divide the money.
Don't trust us, huh?
Well, sure. Sure I trust you. Why wouldn't I? Just that we've done the job and there ought to be a payoff.
Yeah.
The bag's out in the car. I'll go out and get it.
Oh, no, you won't. We all go together.
There's your phone, Jeff.
My phone?
Of course.
See? We'd been in a nice fix, wouldn't we?
Go ahead and answer it, mister. But be awful careful what you say. One mistake and you get one of Bug's fancy wig jobs.
Don't you worry. Hello? I said hello. Yes, this is Jeff Newell. Oh, just fine, Marty. No, nothing's wrong. Nothing at all. You say you heard the sheriff was out to my place.
Careful, Pop.
Well, what if he was? There wasn't anything that concerned you or anybody else. False alarm. I said false alarm. My gracious, it's got so a man can't even bake an angel food cake without the neighbors knowing about it. No, I ain't mad, but I wish folks to mind their own business. Goodbye. Well, how'd I do?
Okay, Pop. Now we'll go out and get the dough and put the car away. Come on.
Okay, Squirmy, open the satchel.
Yeah, there's what I'd call an elegant bunch of lettuce. I bet there's 50 grand there if there's a penny.
Well, stop splitting it, Squirmy.
Don't worry.
I hope this is a better split than I got on the last job, Squirmy.
You're doing all right.
Say, we hadn't ought to be out here in the open. And the car being out here makes me nervous. Somebody might see it. Let's put it in the barn before we do any dividing.
It's a good idea. Where's the key to the barn, Newell?
I got it. I'll unlock it.
Open it in a hurry.
Oh, all right.
Look out! He's got a typewriter!
That takes care of Bug.
Why, you...
I wouldn't try to get his gun if I was you, Mr. Squirmy. You'll get just what he got, and it seems to hit him kind of permanent.
Yeah, but where'd you get a machine gun?
I had it hid in the barn, right behind the door.
How do you like being double-crossed, Squirmy?
What? You?
Yeah, me. Don't think I'm not wise to the way you and Bugs have been beating me out of my fair share of the dough. Me that cases all the layouts, that drives the car because people ain't suspicious of a woman, that does all the real brain work.
Brain work? Why, you...
Yes, brain work. The brainiest thing I ever did was tell Newell here what was going to happen. I made a deal with him for a 50-50 split.
You dirty little rat. I might have known you'd pull something like this sooner or later.
You had it coming, Squirmy. And I'd kind of enjoy giving it to you after the way you've cheated me. I think I'll take care of him myself, Newell.
No, don't take a step near that gun, Hazel. I'm warning you.
Hmm? Listen, we're working together. You...
Do you think I'd trust you? No. We worked together up to a point. But the partnership just broke up.
Why, you dirty louse. And after me framing this whole thing for
you... After you falling into a trap, you mean. I'm playing it safe.
How do you like it, bright girl?
You shut up. Look, Newell, you gotta listen to reason.
You're wasting your time, young lady. Jefferson's already got Lucy on his way here, I hope.
What? Oh, you're bats. He couldn't.
When the phone rang, that wasn't my signal.
Signal?
You wouldn't know about country lines, I don't suppose. The phone was ringing for Miss Elmett, 3 miles north of here and one of the worst gossips in Chinkapin County. It was Miss Donnelly calling her. And the two of them had started blabbing to each other when I picked up the phone.
But you were talking to somebody.
Talking to myself. With both of them asking me what was wrong, if I'd gone crazy.
Well, what of it?
They said they was going to report me if I didn't get off on the line, and I just kept talking.
Nothing that'd bring the sheriff, though.
Why, the instant Ludie hears about Jeff talking about baking an angel food cake, he'll come a-running. There'd only be one way Jefferson Newell could know about that, from talking to me.
Newell's bats. He'll still be in a jam. He was in on the plans for the bank robbery and didn't let anybody know. He's just as guilty as the rest of us.
I was afraid to let anyone know. Afraid you cutthroats might find out and kill me. I had to catch you red-handed.
A lot of good that'll do you. Don't be a sap. You get nothing. We can still tie up with the deal.
Thanks for letting me know, Mr. Squirmy. I'll save myself some trouble by getting rid of you now.
Oh, no. You can't just shoot him down in cold blood, Jefferson.
I'd like to know why not.
Why, because that's murder. You had to shoot Mr. Bugs to save our own necks, but
I'm
you...
I'm still shooting to save my own neck, Miss Bates. And if you think I made that fool telephone call to save you, you can guess again.
What? He was trying to get Ludie out here.
Sure I was. He'll come, too. And my calling him will be a real convincer that it wasn't me that killed you.
Kill me? What are you...
With you and them out of the way, I can hide the money and look like quite a guy. Yes, sir. They killed you, but I got them. Even if they had got away with the money somewhere.
It might be a good idea to check the dough before you work too hard to get it, mister.
Huh? What you talking about?
Go ahead. Check it.
Don't try making any fast moves while I'm doing it, because this gun works awful easy.
Don't worry.
Money looks good enough to me. Nice and fresh. What's so funny? Hey, wait a minute. There's just money on the top. The rest is all wadded up old newspapers. I bet there ain't over $1,000 here. What have you done with it?
So it was just like I thought. You were trying to gyp me and Bugs again, huh, Squirmy?
Try. Oh, looks like I did it. You doing all your scheming and Bugs is stealing for dough that wasn't even here.
But where did you get it? How? I watched that satchel. It was right in plain sight all the time we were riding out here.
All right, Mr. Squirmy. You've had your little joke. Now, I'll have mine. Where's the rest of the money?
You think I'd tell you? You've got to have me to get it. Without me, you'd never get it. Keeping quiet's my life insurance right now.
Guess again, Mr. Squirmy. I'll get it without you. I couldn't trust you to find it for me. No! Where you are!
Get your cover, Jeff. One move with that machine gun and I'll drill you.
Oh, Louie. What in the world? How did you get inside that chicken house?
I've been there for quite a spell, Sheriff. Drop the machine gun, Jeff.
Okay, Sheriff. I got them for you. Every blamed one of them.
Including yourself, Jeff, yeah.
Myself?
But... If you hadn't been working in cahoots with them, you'd have told me what was up when I was here early this morning.
You got to give me some credit for catching the robber, Sheriff. You got to admit I got him.
No, Jeff, I got the real robber. Got practically all the money back, too.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah. This was the blamedest bunch of double and triple crosses I ever seen in my life. Willis Parkland confessed the whole works.
Who? Willis Parkland, the vice president of the bank? Why, Willis was killed.
These gangsters' idea of his death was kind of like Willis' accounts with the bank, overdrawn. He was hit pretty bad by machine gun bullets, but Doc Wagner thinks he'll live.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Willis thought he was on his deathbed for sure, and he was pretty spiteful. Told me the whole story.
I'd kind of like to hear it myself.
Well, don't worry. You will. I know Luthie.
Oh, so I talk too much, huh? All right, won't say another solitary word.
Now, Luther Bates, you just tell us the rest of that story this minute.
No, I talk too much.
Aw, Luthie. Can't you see we're just dying to know? Come on now, please.
Well, all right. This fella called Squirmy found out Willis Parkton was pretty bad off financially, so he kind of worked out the robbery in cahoots with Willis.
Why, of all things?
Willis was to have the fake bundle of money all ready for him, and he took out the real loot the night before himself. Had it ditched at his house.
Oh, dirty rat. Well, Newell, I'm glad you got Squirmy. He had it coming, a double-crosser, trying to cheat me and Bugs out of all our money.
The worst double-cross of all was pulled on Willis when Squirmy told Bugs to shoot him with that machine gun.
Oh, that was a mistake, all right. Luthie, how long have you been here?
Well, not long after you got here, I guess.
You mean to say that you let me suffer? You let these cutthroats threaten me without doing anything about it?
That's why I let them alone, Sarah. I figured the minute I started anything, you might get hurt. Well, a Bugs was awful quick with the trigger. Squirmy was nervous and tough. Besides, I was holding back on account of your wanting it that way.
My wanting it that way? Luther Bates, whatever do you mean?
Well, they're always complaining about not getting in on enough of the excitement. I figured this was a chance for you to get all you wanted. More than me, even.
Sheriff Bates will be back in a moment to tell you about next week's story. Which gives me just a few seconds to remind you that Meisterbrau at your favorite night spot is the same delicious Meisterbrau you've served with such pride and confidence at home. Yes, golden good Meisterbrau beer is pledged to bring you the best in thirst-quenching satisfaction no matter where you get it. Depend on the Meisterbrau label to keep faith with you and your taste. And for those folks who have not yet tried Meisterbrau, treat yourself to Meisterbrau's sparkling, exciting freshness the very next time you're out. Find out for yourself the extra goodness that has made Meisterbrau, the master brew, such an outstanding favorite among those who know truly fine beers. And for your thirst's sake, say Meisterbrau. Meisterbrau. Now here he is, Sheriff Luther Bates.
Thanks, son. Well, sir, folks, next week I got a story that's hotter than a depot stove. It's all about a prominent citizen of Middle City who committed a murder close to 20 years ago and got away with it real slick till something happened. Something that set off the blamest string of fireworks you ever see. It's a real exciting story that had me guessing right up to the end. And I hope you'll be around to hear it next week, same time, same station, because there's nothing I enjoy more than spinning a yarn. Oh, yes. I call this one Murder in Memory Lane.
This is Jack Callahan reminding you to listen to another great Meisterbrau mystery, Boston Blackie, broadcast each Monday night at 9:30. If you'd like to see next week's Country Sheriff broadcast, just write the WGN Ticket Office, and your free tickets will be mailed to you. Country Sheriff is produced and directed by Ed Kahn. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.